This is a life-changing message from New Life Christian Center Church in Houston, Texas. And now, let's join Bishop Avi Hilliard.
All right, John chapter 6, this is the story of the fish and the loaves. All right, verse 5 says, when Jesus lifted up his eyes and saw a great company come to him, he said to Philip, when shall we buy bread that these may eat? And this he said to prove him, for he himself knew what he would do. And Philip answered him, 200 penny worth of bread is not sufficient for them, that every one of them may take a little. One of his disciples, Andrew, Simon Peter's brother, said unto him, there is a lad here which hath 5 barley loaves and 2 fishes, but what are they among so many? And Jesus said, make the men sit down. Now there was much grass in the place, so the men sat down, the number about 5,000. And Jesus took the loaves, and when he had given thanks, he distributed to the disciples, and the disciples to them that were set down, and likewise of the fishes, as much as they would. When they were filled, he said unto his disciples, gather up the fragments that remain, that nothing be lost. Now, let's go to another passage on this in Mark chapter 6. In Mark chapter 6, this is one of the stories that all of the gospel writers captured. So in Mark chapter 6, we get another perspective on this very same thing that happened, but we see it in a different way. Amen. All right. It says, verse 35. And when the day was far spent, his disciples came to him, and he said, this is a desert place, and now the time is far past. Send them away, that they may go into the country round about and into the villages and buy themselves bread, for they have nothing to eat. He answered and said unto them, give ye them to eat. And they said unto him, shall we go and buy 200 penny worth of bread and give them to eat? He says unto them, how many loaves have ye? Go and see. And when they knew, they say 5 and 2 fishes. And he commanded them to make all sit down by companies upon the green grass. And they sat down in ranks of by hundreds and by fifties. All right. Of course, the end of the story is that all of them began to eat. I wanted to give you the first part of that story because, you know, there are little 7 points that really step out, that jump out from this, that really kind of sets the stage for what is happening. First of all, we see in this the inadequacy of the situation. There it is, the land, the area that doesn't look like it's able to support what's going to happen. And so there is this inadequacy presents a problem. And when we look at life and we look at people, look at the calling that God has on our lives and on the church, people cannot handle their present situations by themselves. Without God, without the church, without the Spirit of God, and without the Word of God, people are in a destitute situation. And so that is the first point. Second point we see is the inability of the servants. The disciple says, Jesus says, listen, go on and feed them. And the disciple says, we can't do this. And in the natural, I tell pastors all the time, God has this way of asking us to do things that we cannot do by ourselves. That's the inadequacy of the service. Next thing is the inappropriate solution. The disciple says, let somebody else do it. Send them away. And that is what most people want to do. They want to abdicate their responsibility and say it's somebody else's responsibility, but that's not what God wants us to do. When God ever tells you to do something, he already knows what he's going to do. Everybody say, he already knows what he's going to do. Now, that is followed by the instructions from the Savior. Jesus says, okay, before you all give up, before you all start making all these excuses, he says, listen, why don't you check out what you have? Why don't you investigate? Why don't you see what you have? Before you throw your hands up and say what you can't do, find out what you have. Because God will never let you be without a starting point, without a seed. So they do this investigation and they find and they discover that they have a seed. So they intentionally sacrifice what they have. Because what they have don't look like a whole lot. 2 fish and 5 boy, and just a little bit. Got it? 5 barley loaves, 2 fish, that's not a whole lot. We're talking about feeding thousands. Come on, think about it. I mean, you can't take a 2-piece fish dinner, feed your family, let alone 5,000. So in this situation, then, there is the, I call it the inadequacy sarcasm. One of the disciples said, Lord, we got this, but what is this among so many? Amen. And if you ever look at life in terms of statistics, you will always count God out. Ooh. Amen. Yeah, if you ever look at life in terms of statistics, you'll always count God out. But God is a God who always defies the odds and defies statistics. So Jesus says, you give them to me. So he takes them and he blesses them, and then something supernatural happens. Increase takes place. Everybody says supernatural. And then at the end, there's this incredible satisfaction. They're satisfied because when we give to God and we trust God with a seed, we get God's attention and God's intervention. And God comes on the scene, multiplies, and it's an incredible time. We're about to have something incredible happen in your life. Everybody say, my seed is about to make something happen in my life. Amen. And so we're about to give. We're going to give in two phases. First phase we're going to give, which we honored, we started several years ago, is that those who don't want to announce their seed, they'll be able to just bring their seed and they'll just be able to, we'll just lay it on the altar. Because I think that will help us time-wise. It's not a time. We just lay our seed on the altar, and then that will be taken up, and then that will be counted. And then we'll be able to have the tabulation of that. It's public giving. Public giving is all throughout the Bible. Old Testament, they did it in the book of Exodus. When they built the tabernacle, they did it in 1 Chronicles 29 when they built the temple, when it was gathering resources for the temple. David Spurge stood and gave his and announced it. Then the other leaders gave theirs and announced it. And then the people gave announced it. And then that was a great worship. In 1995, we started this. In 95, we started it. And we began to do it in a public way. And here we are all these years later. And we have, everybody saying, we got something to show for it. That is the case. God has blessed this ministry in an incredible way, known around the world, globally. It's amazing. I'm totally amazed when I see all that God has done. But it's been done because of the sacrifices that people have made. But the thing, that's a good place to clap. That is a good place to clap. Amen. The thing that I am most excited about is how this rebounds back into our lives. And so we know that everybody don't like to go and publicly announce their seed. In fact, it's only a small group, but we respected that small group. Yes, several years ago, we conducted a survey and we found out, I think it may be 2% of our members. And so we decided we'd have a time of what we call consecrated giving. Then I noticed that people do both. They will give a consecrated seed, and then they'll go to the mic and they will announce their seed, and it will be tabulated. We believe by the end of the day, we will have reached the goal of
1.1 million.
Amen. Can we pray? Father, in Jesus' name, thank you for this time of giving now. And we thank you, Father, for what you're doing in the hearts and the lives of people. And Father, we thank you that as we release our seed today, that we thank you, Father, in Jesus' name, for the visions, for the strategies, for the move that you promise that will take place in the lives of people. God, we take this place, this moment, very seriously. Because when what becomes important, what is important to you becomes important to us, your word declares that what's important to us becomes important to you. Many have vowed, and they'll pay their vow. You said we can decree a thing, Jesus. It'll be established unto us. You said the light will shine on our path. So we claim that tonight in Jesus' name. Today in Jesus' name. And we call it forth in Jesus. Angels, get ready. Hallelujah. Our seed is about to make something happen in the earth. In Jesus' name. Amen and amen. Give the Lord a shout, won't you?